Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio, Lauren Brennan has a very smart horse called Vigor Winner coming over for the Fred Best. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, this horse is very smart, 3 from 4, and the day he got beaten, he only got beaten a lip in the guineas.
Yes, no, he's a very smart horse, very talented. He probably should have won that race. He just got held up at the top of the turn. He's been very consistent and quite an exciting horse.
Yeah, that day he was in on the fence and just took that. He just couldn't get out, could he, for that sort of 50-100 metres? That would have made the difference,
I think the defence was a little bit off as well that day. The two came down together down the middle of the track and just had the better of the ground, I think, over him.
Now, he's one of those horses who's just kept improving. He had his first run on New Year's Day and he won a maiden at Hastings. What were your expectations, I mean, that day? Did you think he'd get to this stage?
All his work and his gallops leading up to it were really good, really impressed with his speed work. And you didn't know what to expect. Generally, our runners usually take one start. You know, we kind of give them a start and then they usually bang on next time round. But he was three wide on pace the whole race and still drew away from them, even though he was green hitting the line, but he's still learning and hopefully still improving.
The thing I've noticed with this horse, it looks like he can race on the pace one or two times. He's got back, he's been wide. He can almost come from anywhere.
Well, yeah, he's quite a versatile horse. He usually jumps very well in his races, but his last start in the Cambridge Breeders' Stakes, he kind of just missed the kick. There was a horse playing up beside him and he was concentrating on that more than the gates opening. Then he came wide in that race. He's quite versatile in that way.
Lauren, you've got the earmuffs on him pre-race. You've got visors on. Does he get a little bit hot? Does he get a bit worked up before the race? Or
just as probably his second start, he probably did, and we just thought, well, just to be safe, we'll throw the earmuffs on him, and it just keeps him in a more calmer zone pre-race. And then we put the visor blinkers on after the Wellington Guineas. Sam Spratt said he just got hit the front and just had a little look around a little bit, so thought just to cover all bases we'll throw them on, and he does have a bit of gear.
Now, the Fred Best Classic, you'll accept for this Saturday, the 1400 metre race?
Yes, we've accepted, so just hope he gets a good draw.
Yeah, who'll ride him?
Blake Shin will ride him. Blake galloped him yesterday morning and was all reports were very pleasing. So, he's confident and we're confident, and we just, it's a lot tougher than what we are used to back home here. So, it's going to be a pretty smart field.
Well, you've got the silk department on board and Blake Shin.
Yes, very lucky to have him. One of the best around it over the carnival. So, very delighted to have him on.
Lauren, you can correct me here if I'm wrong, but did you come over 4 or 5, 6 years ago with a couple of horses?
I just brought a stayer over for, I think it was the Premier's Cup. And Savannah Rush.
That's right, yeah. That was probably about 6 years ago.
Yes, yeah. It was a while ago now.
So
different track this time, I think.
Yep, different track completely and different money this time too. You're going for the heavy duty there, $150,000 race.
Yep. Oh, well, he's showing that he's earned his way there, so we might as well have a crack. There are only 3 once.
Exactly. You've got to have a go. And look, we wish you all the best. Good luck. And let's hope all goes to plan for you on Saturday.
Great. Thank you very much.